Let's continue in the Sichat Musar of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. We stopped in the middle yesterday. The topic is not to panic and how we become vulnerable in a state of panic. And at that point, the Yetzer Hara pounces upon the person and is able to conquer him and cause him to stumble in a way that is, he doesn't need to resort to the usual gradual way. Rather, in one shot, a person can lose himself and do things that he would never think to do because he was in a state of panic and losing his equilibrium, losing his composure. And so we'll continue. The last example that he gave us was about Orpah, the sister of Ruth. That night, Chazal say, in the Midrash, Orpah did things that were despicable. And she fell to a very low level, spiritually speaking. And the reason being, explains Reb Chaim, how is that possible to fall in such a quick way, in one day? Because when she saw that she did not stand the test, the Nisayon HaGadol, of sticking with Naomi like her sister Ruth did, rather she stayed a Nochriya, it hit her very hard, that mistake that she made. And so her Shivui Mishkal, her balance, was affected, and the Yetzer Hara took hold of her to make her sin. We'll continue from the bottom of page Resh Lamed Vav, Ita B'Gemara Chagiga. There is a Gemara, Masechet Chagiga, Rabbi Havanakit Sefer Kinot. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, was holding a scroll of Sefer Kinot. That's how Chazal calls Megillat Echa, that we read on Tisha B'Av. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh was holding on to a Sefer Echa, Megillat Echa, V'kakari Begave, and he was reading from it, Kimata Lehai Pesuka, when he came to the Pasuk in Perek Bet, Hishlich Mishamayim Eretz. Hashem cast from the heaven all the way to the earth the glory of Israel. Nafal Min Yadeh. In a poetic way, that moment the Megillah fell from the hand of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Amar, and he exclaimed, Me'igra Rama Levira Amikta. From the highest point, a fall to the lowest point. Amar Azet Tamu, Amau Akesher, Sheben Nefilat, Megillat Akinot Miyado, Leven Masha Amar Rabbi Ala Pasuk, Ishlich Mishamayim Eretz, Me'igra Rama Levira Amikta. Is there any connection between the fact that the Megillah fell from his hand to the comment that Rabbeinu HaKadosh made on the Pasuk, Hishlich Mishamayim Eretz, from Igra Rama, from a highest ceiling to the lowest pit. V'yesh lefaresh et hakavana v'ze, so Rav Chaim explains, Ki Rebi ra'a sheba Megillah atzma, en shinui ben im hi munachat b'makom gavoa v'ram, uben im hi munachat lemata ba'aretz. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was demonstrating that as far as the Megillah itself, there is no difference in the Megillah if it's on a high shelf or all the way down below on a low shelf. The Megillah itself is not affected. It's still kosher. Ela she'etzem ha'nefila goremet hezek la'megillah. But it is the fall, the impact of the fall is what can damage the Megillah. The Megillah makes no difference if it's on the high or on a low, but the fall itself is what can cause a damage. She'al yada ha-sefer nikra u-mitkalkel. By falling, it can tear, it can be ruined. U-mitoch kach nit-orer lefaresh et ha-mikra hazeh. So that gave him a it-orerut, it awakened him to explain the pasuk, Hishlich mishamayim eretz tiferet Israel. Hashem threw down from Shamayim to Eretz, Tiferet Israel, the glory of Israel. Shemilvada yerida shel keren Israel mishamayim va'aretz, aside from the actual descent that we were so high and now we're so low, that's not so bad. We're still Am Yisrael. Like, the Megillah is still kasher. But haya b'kach gam nezek me'etzem ha'nefila. But the fall itself, the impact of the fall, causes a great hezek. V'achavata ha'aza. The beat that it gets on the ground. Kemo me'ikra rama le'bira ha'mikta. So it's the fall itself that is very dangerous. There is no telling what could happen after such an impactful fall. Vehu bichlal mashamru, and that's included in what the Gemara says in Masachet Psachim Daf Memtet, the famous statement, Shana upiresh yoter mikulam. Listen to this. Let's go a little bit deeper together with Rav Chaim over here. He says there is a Gemara, Shana upiresh yoter mikulam, one who originally was learned in Torah, and then he separated himself from Torah, that's yoter mikulam, that's worse than anything. When a person is shana, in the beginning he was learning Torah, he was with the Torah, and then he left it, that's worse than a person who never learned altogether. Ki me'achar she'aya mikodem talmid chacham she'kara ve'shimesh, she'kara ve'shana, since originally, in the beginning, he was a Talmid Chacham, ve'amad u'piresh, and he got up and he left. Hare she'ira'a etzlo nefila gdola. So a great nefila took place, a great fall. U'mitiv'a shel nefila, and the nature of a fall is, she'anofel nechbat ba'kashot, that the one who falls is hurt. Ve'alu le'agia le'tehom nora. He's able to reach a very low point, כמו שראינו בנפילת אורפה, as we saw by the fall of אורפה, or as we saw by the fall of אותו האיש, or by Cain, or by the מגדף. Remember those examples. וככל שההר שהיה עומד עליו גבוה יותר, the higher the mountain was upon which he was standing originally, יותר קשה היא הנפילה על ידי שפירש. The fall is even greater. ולכן הרי הוא קשה מכולם. So one who was a תלמיד חכם in the beginning, there is no telling what he will do when he falls. It's קשה מכולם. לכן, therefore, the מוסר that we learn here is על האדם להיזהר מאוד. The person has to be very careful. Listen to this, רבותיי. This is the main paragraph that we have to focus on all throughout our lives. על האדם להיזהר מאוד. A person has to be very careful. אם יראה לו איזה ירידה ממדרגתו. If ever it happens that a person goes through a ירידה, he goes through a fall from his original madrega. There are times in life where we experience nefilot, where we experience yeridot. As he says in brackets, Lemi en yeridot, Rachman Alitzna. Who can say that he never falls, that he never stumbles? But the question is how controlled we are when we fall. You know, like you go into a park where there are swings, so they put a rubber padding on the floor so that even if the child, chas v'shalom, he should never fall, but if he falls, at least there is a shock absorbent. At least it's not going to cause too much of a damage. שלא תיגרם לו התדרדרות מחמת הירידה וירד מטה מטה. A person has to be careful, has to always be on guard, that even in the event that he falls, it should not cause him a total deterioration because of that yerida, to fall to unknown levels. עליו להתחזק מאוד, a person has to be strong, even at the time when he falls, לשמור על שיווי משקלו, keep a balance. Don't lose your equilibrium. שלא יהיה עובד עצות. Don't go crazy ונבהל. מירידתו. That's important. Even if there is a downtime, but it should be controlled. Don't go into a state of lack of control, of lack of thinking. כי אז יוכל היצר להפילו לבר שחד, because that's what the יצר הרע, that's all he needs. In one second, he can take down the person. אלא יתאמץ לא לאבד את השתונותיו. A person, as much as possible, should strengthen himself, not to lose his mind, ולהחזיק מעמד במצבו. Hold on tight. לבל ימשיך בנפילתו. Don't let the nefila continue. Just like imagine a person is going to the top of a mountain and he starts to fall. What's the instinctive reaction of a human being? He's falling, right? But he's holding on. He's bracing himself, at least to minimize the impact. You don't say, a human being doesn't say, well, I started to fall. You know what? Let's go. If we're falling, let's do it. Chas v'shalom. He braces himself so that at least it goes slower and not as fast as if he doesn't control. Because then there is hope that he can come back to his original state and maybe even higher. That paragraph should be highlighted in our sefer. It's very important, by the way. I have a little feeling here when I read this paragraph. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz is a Rosh Yeshiva. He's a Baal Musar. He was a great Rosh Yeshiva. Zchuto tagen alenu. He was a great tzaddik. I think that here, in parentheses, there's a great need for chassidut. Now, he wasn't one to teach us chassidut. He was from the Baal Musar. But it's an open end here, this paragraph. He says a person has to be careful when he's falling, not to fall, to be mitchazek, not to fall too much. And how? How should a person do that? If a person feels low, how did you give us any ideas here how to do that? He goes on. He says a person should be mitchazek, not to fall. I think here is where chassidut begins. Very important. The chassidut teaches us that even if a person fell and was nichshal, he should remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him. He should remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him just the same. It's a line in the Gemara, in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, on the two names of Hashem that we say in the Yud Gimel Midot. Hashem, Hashem, El Rachum. What's this Hashem, Hashem? And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, tells us, Hashem Kodem Achet, Hashem Le'achar Achet. The same Hashem that was with us before sinning is the same Hashem that is with us with all His love, with all His compassion, after the sin. A person who sins experienced Yerida. Many times the Yetzer Hara comes and pounces upon the person at that time, and he says, look at you. Look what you just did. You see? You're not what you thought you are. So you know what? You might as well continue. The Yetzer Hara does that day in and day out. I remember hearing a pirush from Rav Dan Segel Shlita, the great Mashgiach in Eretz Yisrael. I think he said it in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, if I'm not mistaken. A pasuk in Teilim in Kuf Yutet, Zedim helitzuni ad meod, mitoratecha lo natiti. Listen to this, Rabotai. I heard this 30 years ago. It's a chidush that stayed with me for 30 years. I remember hearing it till today. I was in my dorm room in Mir Yeshiva in Brooklyn, in Flatbush, Brooklyn. I think the year was 1991, maybe. So yeah, I'm exact. I'm right in the math. It's 30 years ago. And I'm listening to a cassette, a Sichat Musar from Rav Dan Segel, Shlita, Sheyichyeh L'Orech Yamim. And he said, I remember the tone of voice that he used when he said it. Zedim helitzuni ad me'od. Now the pshat of the pasuk, Zedim Helitzuni, Zedim means Reshaim. Reshaim made fun of me, Helitzuni, Milashon Letzanut, Ad Me'od, they mocked me very much, the Reshaim, says David HaMelech. Mitoratecha lo natiti, I didn't budge from your Torah. So he said, there's another pirush. Zedim also means sins that we do bemezid. Averot that we did, that we committed intentionally, that's the worst, right? Helitzuni ad meod. Those sins themselves, they came and they mocked me. They said, oh, who do you think you are? What do you think? Look what you just did. You're terrible. You're one of those. You're not a tzaddik. You're not a quarter of a tzaddik. Zedim helitzuni ad meod. What did David HaMelech say? Yeah, I know. I fell. Of course, on his level. I fell. I stumbled. Mitoratcha lo natiti. I didn't budge from your Torah. I didn't allow for the letzanut of the Zedim to let me go further down, to let me fall even more. Remember that, Rabotai. There's a lot of Torah that should be inserted here in between these two paragraphs. A lot of Torah. A world of Torah that is very much needed. That is very much needed for us, each and every one of us today. And it's a shame that many don't know it. Now he continues and he says, this is the pshat of what the Gemara says about Shlomo HaMelech. Listen to this beautiful pirush that he says about Shlomo HaMelech. Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Kaf Amud Bet says, Levasof lo malach ela al maklo. Shlomo HaMelech didn't have such a happy ending to his malchut, as we know. In the beginning, malach bekipah, he ruled over the whole world, he reigned over the whole world. And then eventually, we won't get into the whole story right now, lo malach ela al maklo. He ruled, he reigned over his staff, over his stick, nothing else. Which means, even after the fall that he experienced with Ashmedai, the king of the Shedim, you know, you look in the Gemara there, it's a Gemara in Gittin also. But don't forget, Shlomo HaMelech was the wisest of all. And so he found ways and means. Yes, I fell, but I'm not going to cause myself to totally deteriorate. Because you read this Gemara, he became a melech on his staff. So it sounds like a poetic, sad poetic statement. What do I mean a melech on his stick? No, the point is he stayed a king. Even though all he had left was maklo, he made sure to stay a melech. Af kilo ayalo ela maklo bilvad hechzik b'midat ha-malchut, af be'onyo asher husham. Even when he became so poor, he stayed a king. V'hi she'amdalo, and that's what stood for him, lashuv el kiso v'el ma'amado haram, ka'asher melefanim, that eventually he was reinstated to his malchut. It was because even when he fell, when he only had his maklo, he was still malach al maklo. He didn't lose his sense of malchut of kingdom. Now, okay, we'll quickly go through to the end. Ke'en ze matzinu b'midat daka min adaka b'Yaakov avinu. We find this midah in a very, very thin and high level. By Yaakov Avinu it happened. Dichtiv vayivater Yaakov levado vayeavek ishimo. Yaakov in Parashat Vayishlach it says he was left alone and vayeavek ishimo, an angel came to wrestle with him. So now in parentheses he says, af she'abdidut levado ma'alahi, even though bididut, to be alone, sometimes is a very good quality. Sometimes a person needs that quiet of mind to think. Mikol makom sakana gdola yesh ba, but there is also a big risk of, you know, chas v'shalom falling into a state of atzvut. Umiyad lachar shenotar Yaakov levado, so when Yaakov was left alone, vayavek ishimo, the Satan came to wrestle with him. And the pasuk says, "Vayar ki lo yachol lo, vayiga bekaf yericho, vateka kaf yerich Yaakov." When the malach saw he can't overcome him, so he wounded him on his thigh. Upiresh asfono. So the sfono explains there. What does it mean? Ki lo yachol lo. When the malach saw he cannot overcome Yaakov, merov dvekuto ba'el yitbarach b'machshava u'bedibur. The sfono explains. Yaakov Avinu was davuk b'Hashem, was constantly thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, speaking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so the Malach didn't see any opening. The Satan didn't see any crack. How to overcome, how to vanquish Yaakov. Vayiga bekaf yericho. What did he do? He touched his thigh. Symbolically, what does that mean? The Sfono explains, Hodi'o ha-chet ha-atid b'madrichei amo. He showed him in the future how the leaders of the generations will stumble, will fall, will sin. Ubideagato baze pasaka dibuk. That moment, Yaakov Avinu saw that very disturbing image in the future generations. That created an interruption in his dvekut b'Hashem, vateka kaf yerich Yaakov. And immediately the Satan had his crack to enter and to wound him. The moment he saw that sad future, Nafla ruchu bekirbo. He was saddened. Umiyad nitna shlita la satan nifgoa bekaf yorecho. That's the moment that was given to the satan to have a shlita, to have control. Afal pi shetzaro haya mimiut kvot shamayim. Even though the tsar that Yaakov Avinu had was due to the lack of kvot shamayim, that the leaders are going to sin. Im kol zot kevan shenivhal nistaken. But because there was a moment of panic on the level of Yaakov, in a level of daka min daka, there was a moment of behala, of losing himself from sadness, nistaken. That's why he was in a moment of danger as well. And he ends off with a beautiful pirush on a story with Shmuel Hanavi and Shaul HaMelech. Listen to this. Yevoar al pi ze mikra haomer dorsheni. With this we can explain a pasuk that begs to be explained. It's at the end, we read it at the end of Haftarat Shabbat Zachor. Remember, Shaul HaMelech was sent by Shmuel on a mission to destroy Amalek. And he wasn't successful in that mission, as we know. And that was the reason why his melucha, his kingdom, was taken away from him. So it says there in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tedvav, Pasuk Kavchet, through Pasuk Lamed, Vayomer Elav Shmuel, Shmuel told Shaul, Kara Hashem et Mamlechut Yisrael me'alecha hayom, Hashem tore away the kingdom from you today. Untana le're'acha atov mimecha. And he gave it to your colleague who is better than you, meaning David HaMelech. You can imagine what Shaul HaMelech felt at that time. Everything was stripped from him. His kingdom was taken away. Not simple, right? Now what does Shaul tell Shmuel at that moment? Vayomer chatati. He said to Shmuel, Shmuel, I have sinned. I recognize my sin. But could you do me a favor? Ata kabedeni na neged ziknei ami veneged Yisrael. Can you give me this one kavod in front of my people, in front of Yisrael? Veshuv imi veishtachaveti l'Hashem Elokecha. At least return with me. Come back with me so that we bow down to Hashem. Come back with me to Davin. Can you give me this one kavod? Tzarich lehavin. We have to understand. Ma ita matrat Shaul bebakasha zo? What did Shaul intend to gain with this request? Kabedeni na, give me this kavod in front of the elders and in front of Am Yisrael. Did Shaul want kavod? Is this what he wanted? Shaul, we know, was the greatest anav. Halo akatuv me'id alav. Halo im katon ata be'enecha. The pasuk testifies that Shaul HaMelech was very humble. Umat to'elet be'kavod medume ze. So what did he want to gain with this, you know, apparent kavod, this kavod on the facade? Can you just give me a show of honor? La'achar she'me'aso Hashem yot melech al Yisrael. After he was forsaken to be king on Israel. So what does he want here? What is he asking for? This little show of kavod. V'nireh she'lo bikesh Shaul davar ze lichvodo stam. We can understand, he says, Shaul did not ask this request just stam to have a little, you know, kavod, a little saving a face. No. Ela sheyada Shaul et hasakana shebenefila. Shaul was very aware, he was well aware of the hazard of falling down. Shebematzav ze oreva yetzer la adam lelochdo ule abudo min haolam. In this state, the yetzer hara ambushes and attacks the person, as we spoke. Umutal alav litchazek meod b'shaka shakazu. It is incumbent upon the person at that moment to gain strength. Shelo yechabet al yedei hanefila. That he should not fall down hard. That he should not experience the full impact of a nefila chas v'shalom. Therefore, at this moment of his great fall down from the Igra Rama, from the high level of being anointed to be a king over Israel, to the low bira amikta of being rejected from being a king, at this time of his great fall in his life, his skill, he didn't lose his mind. He had the he had the presence of mind, levakesh mishmuel, to ask Shmuel, could you do me one favor? Kabedenina. This wasn't just, can you just give me this last, you know, respect? No. Can we please hold back? Can we at least slow down the nefila that is taking place right now? Help me to strengthen myself, to stay strong. Shelo yipol chas v'shalom bereshet hayetzer. Not to fall, chas v'shalom, into the trap of the Yetzer Hara. That's what he was asking Shmuel. Shmuel, hold on to me right now. Give me this little kavod, not because I desire kavod, because I don't want to fall down too much. I don't want to allow the Yetzer Hara to take hold of me. So if you come back with me, that will pad the nefila, so that I could get back to myself. Yiratzon Rabotai, that we remember this, right? To remember, even if there are yeridot in life, ulemi en yeridot rachaman al itzlan, but to be mitchazek at that moment, Hashem is still with me. I am still shelo asani goy. I'm still a Yehudi. Remember, we spoke about this before Purim. So this is a tremendous limud that we learned from this week's parasha. That's how Am Yisrael fell down miikra rama lebira amikta to do the chet ha'egel because of the behala, because of the panic. Don't panic. Or else we become vulnerable. Chas v'shalom, Hashem yatzilenu.